It's 5:16 here on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. Very happy to welcome back to our studios tonight State Senator Chuck Weaver, who is with us in the studios, as well as Isaiah Harlan, who was a participant this past year in the Youth Advisory Council for the 37th District. So we want to talk a little bit about that advisory council, and then we'll ask Isaiah about his experiences with it, too. Mm-hmm. But first of all, thanks for joining us. And I must say, for the second time, Senator, you are prompt. I'm not sure if you did radio in the past, but the timing has been terrific for your last two visits.
We
I really appreciate that.
Yeah. So we'll be here on time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I know when you're making a lot of visits, sometimes it's easy to get caught behind. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, and good evening. Tell us about the Youth Advisory Council and what you know about it. My understanding is it's fairly new.
Yeah, right. I think there's only two of us in the state that are doing it, myself and Jason Berrickman. He started the program, but when I heard it was out there, I wanted to copy it. And I like to tell people, when I look at my job, there's two parts to it. What I do in the job, which is constituent services and legislation. Then there are things you get to do because of the job, and it's a great opportunity to get out and try to help find young leaders in our community and help get them prepared for the future. And this has been we had 32 kids in this program last year. This year we want to try to get that up to 50 or 60, but it is a great opportunity for them to learn how government works, how to network with some of the sharpest kids in my district, and just get to learn a lot of things just from a practical standpoint through this process.
Do teachers or parents, instructors, how do the youngsters become involved? I mean, are they nominated or do they apply?
Right. So the reason we're not doing this now is to raise some awareness. I'm telling people, contact your principal if you're interested in this, and then the principals will make the decision for the schools. So we have about 50 high schools in my district, and we're touching base, so we get just a good outcome from that group.
Mm-hmm. So, Isaiah, tell us how you became involved. I mean, was it you telling the principal, hey, I want to go, or did you find out about it another way and they nominated you?
Yeah, actually, is what happened was my principal, who knows that I'm very active in politics. Everyone at GHS knows I'm very active in politics. And he had invited me. He came up to me and he said, this was recently after Senator Weaver had just been appointed, so everyone was new to this. And he said, this Senator Weaver sent me an email about a youth advisory council. He said, I'm not really sure what it is because we've never done it before, but would you like to participate in it? And me, loving politics the way that I do, without any hesitation, said, absolutely, I'd love to participate.
Mm-hmm. So what happened next? What did this involve for you?
Well, after that, I exchanged a couple of emails. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I exchanged a couple of emails with Senator Weaver's staff, and we got everything planned out, and we were invited to Peoria and to Bradley University. At Bradley University, we had a committee of students, as Senator Weaver said, some of the sharpest students in his district, and we got together and we came up with a law that we wanted to pass.
And what was that?
Our law was mandatory drug testing for welfare.
Mm-hmm. And was it something you wanted to see passed, or was it something that was just kind of a mock draft, if you get my...
Yeah. Well, each group was broken up into little tables of about, I'd say, 8 or 10, and each group had to come up with a bill that they wanted to pass. And when one table recommended mandatory drug testing for welfare, everybody thought it was a good idea and voted that that would be the bill that we would take to Springfield with us.
So last spring, when you went to Springfield, what happened there?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We were invited to Springfield in April, and the first thing that we did was we were toured around the Capitol building and showed how the politics in Springfield works. And then we were taken into a actual House committee room, which was really interesting, and we sat just like how they do in committee. Each person was assigned a role. I was assigned the role of a Republican representative, and we voted on the bill. That was really interesting because we were trying to frantically get people to jump on board with us to vote in favor of our bill. That was a lot of fun.
And so how many people were in this room when you were trying to, in the committee room, I guess?
Yeah, probably around 35.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so you had to do some convincing.
Exactly, yes. You had people that were representatives. You had the governor, the speaker of the House, and then you had lobbyists also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone played a different role.
And some were, I'm sure, for and against it and lobbying for their particular side.
Yes.
What was the outcome of this?
The bill passed by the skin of our teeth by one vote.
Really?
It was super, super tense. Mm-hmm. We were there in committee, and we were looking frantically across the room, darting our eyes to each other. Are you going to vote? Are you going to vote? And finally, the person next to me was actually the one that decided the vote. She was the tiebreaker. She was the final vote, and that was what made the bill pass our committee.
The people for this, what was their biggest reasoning for that? Do you recall?
Yeah. The biggest reasoning was that they were afraid that money that is spent on drugs is not being used to feed people who are on welfare, is not being used to feed their family. So is what they had figured out is that if people can spend money on drugs, they can spend that money instead feeding their family. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of our main points. But the opposition to that was that it could be unconstitutional to drug test people, which it was passed in Tennessee, however. So by United States law, it wasn't unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Senator, this is, you know, them acting in a real way in Springfield, right? And do you look at legislation like this if they think it's an important—
In a very similar fashion, right? Mm-hmm. And first, you got to—how impressed are you? This young man knows his points.
I was going to say, he knows his points, yeah.
Job. And there were 30 kids like that, just sharp kids, and you can see they've got a great look in their eye, and they're mm-hmm. wanting to do things and change the world. Yeah. You know, the one thing about Springfield, people ask, because we all know how dysfunctional it is with these big issues that are out there right now, but I think you would be surprised how well committees actually work. And even though there's only 19 of us Republican senators out of 59, when we're sitting in committee, I believe we're respected if we present ourselves and give good logical arguments with regard to issues. Very seldom do bills come out of committee without being agreed to by both parties.
Well, and I thought too, and correct me if I'm mistaken, that even in this last tentative budget that was passed earlier this summer, that it was because of committees that were able to meet and get together and finally get some resolution, certainly not any full resolution.
No, and we have a long ways to go yet. Yeah. I think we're all discouraged by where we are with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're talking with Senator Chuck Weaver. We're also visiting with Isaiah Harlan, who was part of the Youth Advisory Council last year. Now, as part of that last year, Isaiah, do you get to do this again? Or do you have to allow for others to participate? And there were more from our area, too, by the way. I know I read the names of students from Knoxville and, Galesburg Christian, I think, mm-hmm. and also a couple of students I think I've met from Rova as well. So
Yes. I was actually renominated by one of my teachers. So
you get to do this
attending again. Yeah, I'm very excited. It's great to do it again.
What surprised you when you went to Springfield, if anything? What caught you by surprise? What did you think? I didn't know that went that way.
One thing that surprised me was how open the statesmen in Springfield are. You think of politicians sometimes as being out of touch, that you don't see them a whole lot, so you don't quite understand if they're actually there. You know, you think of them as just this voting person in Springfield. You don't think that there's someone that actually represents you. And when you go to Springfield and you talk with these representatives, senators, and House members, they really care what you have to say, which is amazing, because even a young person like myself, for example, I'm too young to vote. I cannot vote in this election. Mm-hmm. And other people who are also too young to vote, they care what they have to say. So even though it brings them little voting benefit, it's not going to gain them more votes in the election, they care what we have to say because we're their constituents and they're beholden to us. And I like that.
It's 527 here on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh, and this evening we're visiting with Illinois Senator Chuck Weaver, who serves the 37th District, and also Isaiah Harlan, who participated in the Youth Advisory Council with the district last year. And said he was reassigned or renominated and will participate again this coming year. But, Senator, how do we get other students or involved in this, and how many are you capable of having?
Sure.
And is there a cost to the student?
Right. Now, there'll be a cost of getting to Springfield, but typically that's a mom or dad that'll bring them down, or someone from the school. The reason we're out doing this, we're trying to raise awareness about it, and I'm just telling parents, reach out to your principal if you want your child to go, and the principals will select this. They'll have an application process internally that they can use to select what kids they think would be the best from their school to get a chance to do this.
Yeah, and my understanding, again, it's like there's a meeting at Black Hawk College on
November 2nd.
Correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then that's actually the first day of the Youth Advisory Council. They'll be there 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. that day, meeting each other, working together on different ideas, and then the second time is in April.
Mm-hmm. All right. Isaiah, I want to know your thoughts about what you would tell another student who wants to become involved with this, or what you think you might have brought that you didn't, or research you might have done that you didn't, different things that you took away from the first time that, not that you wouldn't be prepared, but might prepare you for the second time around.
Certainly. For other students, I would have to say that even if you're not interested in politics, this is a very, very valuable experience, once in a lifetime, really. And the thing is that we are all represented by a statesman. Regardless of where you live in the United States, you have a statesman that represents you. So even if you don't plan on going into politics, why not go ahead and understand how this system works? It's a great thing to do. It's a great because it helps you to understand how Springfield works, how laws are passed, and those important subjects like that.
And the legislators were in session when you were there,
exactly.
Obviously,
yes,
in April,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Able to see them and talk to them. And
yes, that was really neat to meet these legislators and see them at work, see them in session.
Yeah.
So you don't get to see that every day.
Mm-hmm. And so you would encourage others. I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very important that we get this next generation involved in politics. Because if there's a black cloud over Springfield now, I tell you what, the millennials are going to be the people to break that black cloud.
I'm hoping it's breaking before that.
Right. But you got to love that energy.
Yeah, I do like that.
We're cheering for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What's on the horizon, Senator, for you? Do you return to Springfield in November?
Yeah, I wish we were going back tomorrow. But I think Speaker Madigan had said we're not going to resolve anything until after this election. So November 8th is the election, and then we're down the following week after that for a veto session. And then we'll have a lame duck session first of the year. And, you know, I have a lot of hope during that lame duck session we can get a lot accomplished.
Yeah.
The working groups have continued to work, and although votes have not been done on some of the issues that are out there, they have gotten the issues at least to a point where they're clear enough on which direction we need to be going.
Yeah. Let me just ask you one more time, if people have an interest or you've got a grandparent listening or a parent listening or an aunt and uncle that knows that their son, daughter, niece, nephew, grandchild would love this program, who should they contact?
Yeah, they should reach out to their principal. And I have someone with me here. I want to just let her know. Let's take three from Galesburg High School since Isaiah's coming back a second time. So we have two new kids that get a chance to do it.
Yeah. Wonderful.
You bet.
All right. So if you're listening in the area, get a hold of the principal of your respective high school for this in the 37th District. Senator Chuck Weaver, Isaiah Harlan from Galesburg High School, thank you so much for being with us here tonight.
Terry, thank you.
Thank you.
You do a wonderful job.
Thank you.